This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, March 30th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, AM 580's Jim Meadows has more about a comprehensive planning process for Champaign County that wrapped up last night. We'll also have a forecast for the weekend from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. The Illinois House previously approved a measure to roll back and freeze electric rates. The state Senate took a different route, trying instead to find a compromise with power companies. But despite weeks of talks and rising power bills, no deal has been reached and the door may be closed on an agreement. Democrat James Claiborne of Belleville has led the closed-door discussions between Ameren, Commonwealth Edison, consumer advocates, and lawmakers. He said for days that a deal is close, but there's still a sticking point as to how much of a price break consumers need and how much the utilities can afford to give.
We're still working through numbers, and my members and others still aren't there yet. So we're still trying to make sure that people have a comfort level where they can support this and believe that it will provide some relief for those people who are calling them and complaining.
Claiborne says talks may continue this morning in an attempt to reach a deal, but Senator Gary Forbee of Benton says he's waited too long. He says his constituents in southern Illinois, where rates rose the most, need relief now, and he says he'll today allow a rate reduction measure to come before a vote. The utilities say that could bankrupt them. Illinois has taken a step toward a statewide public smoking ban. The Illinois Senate voted last night to prohibit anyone from lighting up in all workplaces, including restaurants and bars. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Several lawmakers say they struggled over this issue. On one hand, they want to protect people from the health effects of secondhand smoke. On the other, the desire to protect businesses who say the ban will lose them customers. Republican Chris Lawson of Aurora is concerned government is overreaching. Lawson admits,
I'm one of those really obnoxious non-smokers where I used to embarrass my wife by at a restaurant, when someone would light up after a meal, I'd go over and I'd ask the person, do you mind not smoking?
But Lawson says there are many other unhealthy behaviors, like excessive drinking.
Are we going to then prohibit those behaviors also?
However, Elmhurst Republican Dan Cronin says smoking is so harmful, the government has a right to intervene.
You know, you can do your own thing, but harm not your neighbor.
Supporters will now take their fight to the Illinois House, which could snuff out the smoking ban or send it to the governor's desk. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A Champaign County lawmaker says third-party candidates are at a disadvantage when it comes to getting their names on the ballot. Democratic Senator Mike Frerichs has introduced a bill changing the minimum required signatures for those candidates' nominating petitions to make them the same as those for candidates from established parties. Frerichs says the state's current election code is burdensome and has kept voters from having options on election day.
During my campaign, I had several constituents come to me and saying, you know, they want more choice in elections. They think that new parties ought to have the same access as established parties, and it made sense to me, and that's why I introduced it.
Frerichs ran against a candidate who had a ballot petition against him. He says some Democratic and Republican leaders are reluctant to allow third parties to appear, but he says the candidate with the best idea should prevail. Currently, new party candidates and independents require signatures from a percentage of those who voted in the previous general election, while established parties simply have to require a set number of signatures. Frerichs says several colleagues have indicated their support, but the bill has yet to been called for a vote. A Piatt County High School English teacher pleaded not guilty to charges of sexual abuse and battery against minors. 56-year-old Randy DeJanes teaches at DeLand Weldon High School. He's accused of having sexual contact with a boy who's a student at the school. He's also accused of battery on school premises of that boy and another. DeJanes also faces child pornography charges in a separate case in Macon County. He's free on bond in both cases. A facility at the University of Illinois that encompasses several fields of study into life science research has now opened its doors. Administrators and faculty held a grand opening yesterday for the Institute of Genomic Biology. U of I President Joseph White says it expands the thinking of biology and health and applies it not only to humans but all domains of life and can impact the rest of the world. White says his experience as a professor of business at the University of Michigan's Life Sciences Institute proved to him that we're now in what he called the biological century.
Biological discovery will transform so many things of our lives, in our lives, in a positive way, and it's essential that at Illinois we be in the forefront. And with our distinguished history in chemistry and biology and animal science and veterinary medicine, I know that we can be in the lead.
The $75 million facility will include engineers, chemists, cellular biologists, and related disciplines. More than 60 years after the end of World War II, the Tuskegee Airmen have been awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. Members of the segregated Army Air Corps unit who were trained in Rantoul at the former Chanute Air Force Base were subject to racism both during and after the war. One of the Tuskegee fighter pilots is Shelby Westbrook of Chicago. He says the honor and a change in American attitudes should have come earlier.
We all thought that by giving our service, that thoughts and ideas in America would change. They didn't.
Westbrook says he flew 60 missions across Europe. He was reunited yesterday with some friends he hadn't seen in decades. President Bush and congressional leaders awarded the medals in a ceremony at the Capitol. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.UIUC.EDU/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. For the last year and a half, a planning process called Big Small All has been bringing Champaign County residents together to talk about their dreams and goals for the county's future. Yesterday, those dreams and goals were presented back to the county in the form of a report called Our Future Here. Now, organizers say the next step is to turn some of those dreams into reality. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Big Small All started with a series of 10 public meetings eliciting 2,200 different ideas. Over the months, study groups boiled down those ideas to a report outlining an idealized vision for Champaign County's future. The chair of Big Small All's Sponsors Council, Champaign County Board Member Barb Wasaki, presented the report to a gathering of more than 80 people yesterday.
This vision, in its simplest form, declares that Champaign County will be a community that is collaborative, prosperous, sustainable, supportive, and enriching. Very modest.
The report contains 68 specific objectives, each one backed up by suggested actions. And Wasaki emphasizes that they are just suggestions, starting points for further discussion. One group has already started to run with a Big Small All objective to discourage urban sprawl and loss of farmland by encouraging higher density development in or near areas that have already been built up. Champaign County Farm Bureau Manager Brad Eukin told the gathering a group will start meeting this summer to address the issue.
Sounds like a pretty monumental task there, but again, I think that we're going to work towards that. The panel that we're going to put together will be comprised of many industry leaders, including representatives from the cities, Economic Development Corporation, banking, real estate, agriculture, of course, and the development community, to mention a few.
Encouraging development while discouraging sprawl was one of the high-priority items for Big Small All participants. But the co-chair of Big Small All's steering committee, Champaign City Planning Director Bruce Knight, says people voiced a lot of reservations about the issue, too. County Board Member Brendan McGinty says those reservations may only increase. He says Big Small All elicited a lot of good ideas, but also some pie-in-the-sky ones.
Okay, we want to do this. We want to preserve farmland. That's a great goal. But how do we do that? We want to encourage development. Okay, great goal. But how do we do it? How do we get down to those nuts and bolts you talk about to actually make it happen? And that's what's next.
And there are a lot more ideas in the report. A Big Small All future would foster greater cooperation between local governments, improve school funding with less reliance on property taxes, and turn Willard Airport into a premier regional air service hub. Frank DeNovo, the County Regional Planning Commission staff member who's been a chief coordinator of Big Small All, says the group will continue on a more informal basis, looking for opportunities to encourage efforts to turn their report's proposals into reality.
And keep the vision in the public mind and keep track of what was going on with it and push and prod a little bit and organize where we had the opportunity to make things happen on our own.
DeNovo says sticking around for the follow-through is one way that Big Small All differs from the area's last big community brainstorming effort, the 1976 Town Hall for Tomorrow. Although it wasn't mentioned during the event, the Big Small All report rollout took place in a building with roots in that earlier effort to improve the county. The location was downtown Champaign's Illinois Terminal Building, a train and bus center that fulfilled a Town Hall for Tomorrow goal of a central transportation hub for Champaign-Urbana. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
You can find out more about Big Small All on their website, www.bigsmallalloneword.cc. We'll have at least one good day for the weekend as far as the weather goes. Saturday, maybe not so much, but Sunday's looking pretty good, at least around Champaign-Urbana. Our forecast for today from meteorologist Ed Kieser calls for a cloudy sky in western Illinois with showers and thunderstorms. In eastern Illinois and western Indiana, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving, and still partly to mostly sunny in eastern Indiana. The highs ranging from 55 in northwest Illinois to around 80 degrees in the far south. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms across the two states. Lows ranging from 43 in northeastern Indiana to around 60 in the far south. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, with highs ranging from 55 in northeast Indiana to near 80 in far southern Illinois. Sunday's outlook in Champaign-Urbana, intervals of clouds and sun and a high of 67 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, March 30th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.